Yeah, this is the Joseph Robinson Wu-Tang. You're checking out HoodHype.com. My homeboy, Matrix.
What's good, y'all? Welcome to HoodHype.com, episode number 12. As usual, man, I'm your host, Major, and you already know how we gonna get into it, man. We got four more bangers coming today. We got a couple of artists coming out of Chicago, another artist coming out of Minneapolis, Minnesota, and then we got a top-notch R&B artist coming out of Atlanta, Georgia, that we're gonna get into later on. And so I also want to address some talk that's been going on a little bit on the message boards and a couple of emails that we've gotten. And it seems to be a few people out there trying to say that we mostly represent the South. And shit, man, I gotta disagree with that. First off, we play what we get. I mean, we out there, you know, looking for certain artists. And, you know, our sound, you know, we like versatile music. We like music from every coast. And then we got people that submit their music to us. A lot of people that do that. And, you know what I'm saying, we can't help what we get. You know, if we get music from the South, then so be it. If it's tight, then we gonna spin it. But the other reason I gotta disagree is, man, if you go back and check all these previous episodes, we done had a number of people from Detroit, a number of people from Chicago, had a one episode where we had two people from California, had some people, a lot of people from New York. So, you know, I don't understand where that's really coming from, so I just wanna squash that real quick. We is not biased, we don't favor the South, we don't favor the Midwest, we don't favor a motherfucking thing, man. All we favor is tight, hot music, period. So just want to lay that to rest, man. But hey, that's enough of this chit chat, man. We got a few other things we're gonna get into later on into the show. I want to thank the people that's been participating with the CD giveaway and been getting at us with that. We've been giving away a few, and we still got a stack of CDs to give away. So hit us up at win@hoodhype.com or call the hype line, and we'll go ahead and get a Daddy Yankee or an Eminem CD out to you. So that's what's going on. Let's go ahead and get into our first track of the day, though. The first artist is Trilogy, and Trilogy's coming straight out of Chicago, Illinois. And if you want to email or get at them, man, you can holler at them at illnature2000@yahoo.com. And the name of their album is called Let It Bang. So if y'all feeling the track, which I think y'all going to, man, hit them up and see how y'all can get a copy of it. The name of the song is called Lay Em Down. It's high energy. The lyrics is tight. So we about to roll into that one to kick off the show right now on hoodhype.com. Yeah.
If you stand in my way, or if you try to interfere with my family, I lay your ass down. Nigga, fuck what you say. Ill nature, I see you, my niggas don't play. Lay them down.
You hating ass niggas, no shit, don't play around. When I come through with them things, lay it down. You all bloodied up, look who's hating now. Bagged ass nigga, pull his cap, lay him down. I lay him down with the beat, or lay him down with the heat. It seem like every joke will rap a dicky down with the street. Until the chopper come out blaze and lift him off his feet. Get the corner, he all twisted, give him a sheet. Flabbergasted bastard, bag of hag in the casket. Lay him down. Stretch a bitch nigga out like elastic. 25 years of study in the codes I mastered. They teach college street knowledge, blow like NASA. Ignite rockets quick, then explode like plasma. Heat polish, me abolish any phone capture. None never die, but plenty got slapped up. One better high for the simi get blasted.
If you stand in my way, or if you try to interfere with my family, I lay your ass down. Nigga, fuck what you say. Ill nature, I see you, my niggas don't play. I lay your ass down. If you stand in my way, or if you try to interfere with my family, I lay your ass down. Nigga, fuck what you say. Ill nature, I see you, my niggas don't play. Lay them down.
Southside, yeah. Motherfucker.
We'll spit out them flames. Commercial niggas got six fouls.
Get out the game.
Dump six out. Bang. I ain't feeling your gangster.
Nah.
And I don't need a burner. I'm willing to shank ya. This is Jack Blackout. Shoot lyrics and clap raps out. I got the mic in the submission hole. You cats tap out. Straight from the street where hell raises. Fuck lifting weights. Only iron we pumping is 12 gauges. Yes. Fuck stalemating. Homie, I gotta win. So if rap don't work, I'm sticking niggas who got some gems. Yo, what's poppin', kid? Nothing but hustling, trying to get dough up. Vultures, scheming and thieving, plotting a hole up. Slow up, razor blades for niggas drinking haterade. Hit you up a few times and get your face a shade. So respect me, nigga. I'll blaze some trades. Cause you can get stained and end up on the pavement. Lay, bitch.
If you stand in my way, or if you try to interfere family. I lay your ass down. Nigga, fuck what you say. Ill nature has a you, my niggas don't play. I lay your ass down. If you stand in my way, or if you try to interfere with my family, I lay your ass down. Nigga, fuck what you say. Ill nature has a you, my niggas don't play. Lay them down.
I'm parlying with ex-convicts and drug dealers, telling me chill, fly straight, and get your funds bigger. But this Henny telling me to get my arms bigger. And I ain't talking about tries and buys. I'm talking about nines that fly, bullets entering your eyes and dies. 40 calories straight fried your spine, leading life that abides in time. 25 a life, I'm laying them down. If I got beef, I stay with the pound. I ain't got time to play with these clowns. I gotta squat the light to fight with they fists. Frontin' niggas go right on my list. I send some pit bulls to bite off your dick. Put a landmine right where you sit. Anthrax all your letters, send a kite to your click. Tape recorded while I'm piping your bitch. After I finish, then I fire a split. Ain't nobody flowing tighter than this. Me and my team gon' retire with hits.
All right, y'all. I know last episode I promised y'all to interview with cool DJ Red Alert. And, man, shoot, I'm keeping my word, man. We about to roll into that interview right now. For people who, you know, might be younger and may not have an idea of who DJ Red Alert is, he's a true hip-hop pioneer, man. He's been with hip-hop and rap music since its infant stages, man, since hip-hop really started. And DJ Red Alert, man, he, you know, taught me some things in the interview. He was helped, you know, launch the careers of some of the biggest names and the biggest personalities in the rap, you know, music business, especially some of the people that came along in the early to mid-90s. And so he's going to touch on that. And I want to tell people, man, we apologize again. We had some phone switch problems early on in the interview. So the first couple of minutes, you might notice a little bit of clicking or buzzing or just a little bit of irritating noise going on. But regardless of that, man, it's a great interview. You're going to be able to hear everything that Red Alert was trying to say. So go ahead and check it out. And you can't apologize enough, man. That fucking phone switch, that's the second time it's messed us up, man. So the next time that shit happen, I'm going to blow that motherfucker up right here on the air. And that's how we going to do it. But shoot, man, without talking any further, man, let's go ahead and get into that interview right now on hoodhype.com. What's going on, Red Alert? How you doing, man?
What can I say, man? Ripping and running, but I'm not complaining.
I feel you.
When you're staying still, that's when you complain.
I hear you.
Yes, sir.
For the people, you know, who might not be aware of your significance, because we got a lot of younger listeners, you know, that tune in to our podcast and check out our episodes. Why don't you go ahead and give them a little bit of insight as to your start in hip-hop and, you know, basically your history in the game.
I'm a member of the mighty Zulu Nation, the Universal Zulu Nation, under the behalf of Afrika Bambaataa, one of the pioneers that started off right along with people such as Grandmaster Flash, Kool Herc, L Brothers, and many others up in the South Bronx. Got involved with Afrika Bambaataa in the late 70s, and from then on, as we was all moving around doing our thing, we had got introduced to radio within the early 80s. As we got introduced to radio, there was a couple of people that was on before me, such as Afrika Islam and my cousin Jazzy J. So when they came to me, they asked me to start doing radio, major radio, on 98.7 KISS FM. I started doing 98.7 KISS FM in October 83. And still kept on going ever since then. After KISS FM, for 11 years, I went over to Hot 97 in New York. Did that for 7 years. Came back to KISS FM for about a year and a half. Now I'm over at Power 105.1.
Okay.
Besides that, I'm also doing Sirius Satellite Radio. I've been doing Sirius Satellite Radio for 4 years. I've been on three different channels. The third channel I'm on right now is called Boombox 34. Still actually current in all the clubs, travel all around, across the country, different parts of the world, DJing, but also my past experience I had dealt with various groups. I was a member of Boogie Down Production right along with KRS-One.
Okay.
And also I helped launch all various acts under Red Alert Productions, such as Jungle Brothers, Tribe Called Quest, Black Sheep, been in affiliation with people such as De La Soul, in affiliation with the Flavor Unit. I was very close with DJ Mark the 45 King, who brought out people such as Queen Latifah, Latee, like Kim Shabazz, Chill Rob G. That was a whole circle right there, where at one point in time, we was all calling it the native tongue.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm talking about right there, man. That's that good history that we were trying to get out there to our listeners.
Okay.
And right there doing your
you know, doing your response, you kind of touched on one of my other questions here. I know that you're on Sirius Satellite Radio right now, and I just kind of want to ask you, what's it like with the whole satellite thing as opposed to just spending on a New York station? Have you noticed a big difference as far as your audience and the feedback that you get on satellite?
Well, the difference is that, of course, you have to pay for radio. Mm-hmm. And I know at one point in time, everybody's like saying, oh, I'm not paying for radio. Once upon a time, you wasn't paying for television. The average household got a cable box. Mm-hmm. You wasn't paying for water. Everybody bought bottled water. So, you know, things are changing. Time is changing. And then also there have been a lot of changes in major radio stations across the country. It's the aggression of radio, to me, is not the same how it was when I first got involved with it. As, you know, a lot of corporations across the country have brought out these stations, you know, with a thing called duopoly. Duopoly stands for when a company or corporation can own more than one radio station in the same market. Market stands for within the same city. And they can go ahead and reduce a lot of things that was taking place in radio from before as far as like, say, playlists and any other different sense of presentation for the consumers. Okay. Because you know, radio is same as television. It's all about business and dollars and advertisement. So they chew down a lot of different things for the listeners to apply more advertisement money. Here it is for different satellite where it's buying you a radio of the past. I'm coming across a wider audience because when I was doing New York, I was coming across the tri-state area, New York, New Jersey, Connecticut. On satellite, you're coming across all 50 states and also part of the Caribbean, Virgin Islands, and Canada.
Okay, so that's a whole wider audience then.
Much wider audience.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And so I wanted to get your opinion on the hip-hop game these days, because, I mean, being since you've been in it from the baby stages, you know, to where, I mean, sure, hip-hop's just grown and become the, you know, the whole different animal that it is today. What's your opinion on the overall status of the hip-hop game?
Well, you know, you see good and you see bad, and that's a balance of everything you see in life. You know, things have progressed, and things have changed over where, you know, I'm not pleased about it. People look more about the dollar than the creativity. Mm-hmm. People look more upon the progression of power and position than upon, you know, the talent. You know, everything is all image now with no style. Mm-hmm. But, you know, that I'm not stating that for every single person. But what had happened over the period of time that within money and power overcame the standards of what it is known for in the beginning. See, a lot of people, number one, keep forgetting, hip-hop is a culture. The rap music had became a part of that culture. What they had did, they had stripped everything else down from the culture as far as breakdancing, DJing, b-boying, I said breakdancing, Uncle Freddy, and everything else, and they just applied just about the music factor. And how that became so devastated about that, because once when recordings came in, they look at it that, well, that's what we can market more than everything else. Let's strip everything else away and just lean on this. Then we get to lean on it, we water it down the way we want it, we don't have to be bothered anything else, and then, before you know, we put a stamp on for how to wait, this is how we want it. Mm-hmm. And because, once again, it's a business. That's but true. As far as within the start of it, they not thinking of it. They only thinking about what is in front of them right now.
Okay. Now, speaking of the game as it is nowadays, who stands out to you? Like, who's your favorite MCs, you know, out of some of these, you know, the new breed of rappers out here?
It's hard to say because I'm open to all different variations. I like Ludacris. I like his style. I dig in my man, Tali Kweli.
Okay.
I'm feeling them cats out there, Federation out there in the West Coast. It's like, you know, I know just between them three alone, I just talked about three different styles, mm-hmm, of how these MCs introduced themselves to the forefront. It's others I just can't think of.
Not here.
But those are the few that I just think of in my mind right now.
That's cool. That's cool. Now, who is your favorites from the old days? I mean, you already mentioned a few. I know KRS is like an all-time classic. Who else, you know, really stood out to you?
Well, the favorites from the past, man, even before records were made, you had people like Grandmaster Melly Mel, Grandmaster Caz. You had, getting ready to come to the recording field, you know, Rakim, of course, you know. Rakim, you had Coochie Rap, always underrated. Damn, Charlie, who else? Oh, my man Lord Finesse, underrated. Definitely. He was so nice in the microphone. He never got his proper due.
Definitely.
Mm-hmm.
Well, cool. Well, let's see, what kind of advice would you give for any underground artist? Because I'm sure that, you know, you've seen the whole process of, you know, how to, you know, break an artist into the industry. What would you give, you know, what advice would you give to a new MC or a new artist trying to start their label or start their career?
Well, of course, it's the game got oversaturated with everybody trying to do, you know, the same thing. And I'm not knocking them, because it's like millions of basketball players want to try to get to the NBA. But you have more options to get yourself out there than ever before, as far within the world of technology, where you got to learn to put your foot down and utilize it. Get your stuff out there through technology, within through emails, through the internet, build up websites. You got to learn how to market yourself. See, a lot of people was always looking to see who was going to get picked up. Now, you don't have to wait on that. You go ahead and you build yourself, you build your name. And I know they say, well, how do I do that? Well, number one, get on the computer and look up. You can't keep looking to see somebody hold your hand, you know. Mm-hmm. You got to go and learn. And it's very important for you to acknowledge business. You can have all the talent in the world, but in this thing, you got to know the business so you caught out there.
That's real. I'm glad you mentioned the internet too, man, because it seems like nowadays, I mean, more people is definitely up on it, but there's still some cats that are still kind of scared of the internet, you know? Like, it's a big tool, but people just kind of, I don't know what it is, they're still kind of hesitant to use it.
Well, it's that same thing, like I use the analogy of basketball, where you have a lot of street ball legends everywhere in different cities, but don't want to take a deal to see if they can step up their level from the streets. So, you know, hey, if you want to limit yourself, you knock your own self down. But if you want to go ahead and take off, like you said, everybody else take off, then you got to step the game up. And that's where it comes to all this technology you see you have in front of you. I can understand that, you know, a lot of people are not fortunate to have the technology, you know, as to buy it or purchase it. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Go to the libraries. Go to various places where it's places where you can go and get on the computer. If you don't know about it, if you're computer illiterate, there's nothing wrong. We always got in the beginning. Mm-hmm. Don't have no shame to let somebody show you, teach you, you know. But don't look for them to carry you, because they show you the basics, you got to learn how to take it from there.
That's some very good points, man. I love that street ball analogy. That was a right on point.
Mm-hmm.
Well, shoot, man, before I let you go, man, you want to, you know, say anything to our listeners as far as what we can see, what's new for Red Alert? You got anything on the horizon coming up?
Well, what I'm just going to do, I'm going to continue my progress along with radio and satellite. I am looking upon a couple things, but I can't state it because it's not stable as yet. I don't want to put my mouth on something and then it fall apart. But stay tuned. If you want to know more information about me or about my history, you can go to my website, cooldjredalert.com. Cool with a K.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely. Well, we're definitely going to have all our listeners check it out. I know, you know, I've been to the website, so I'm up on it already, but we're definitely going to get that out there for everybody. Thanks a lot, man. Appreciate that, Red.
Respect.
All right, man. Take it easy, brother.
Peace to you.
All right, one.
All right, man. I want to give a big shout out to Red Alert, man, for calling us up and chit-chatting with us for a few minutes, man. Definitely appreciate that. For all our listeners out there, man, go check them out and go support them at www.cooldjredalert.com, and that's cool with a K. And so go there, man, you know, read up on Red Alert, man, and get some more, you know, just, you know, knowledge and information on everything that Red Alert and did for the hip hop game. But now we about to go ahead and roll into our second track of the day. And the next artist is Born Leader, coming straight out of Minneapolis, Minnesota. And that's a first, man. We ain't had no one from Minnesota yet. So, you know, saying he's breaking Minnesota in and going to kick it off of them. So Minnesota, go ahead and stand up. The name of this track is called Sick of the Days. If you want to check them out, man, you can, you know, hit them up on the email tip at RodneyRush@MSN.com. And that's RodneyRush@MSN.com. The album is called Voice of the Streets. The record label is called Weight of the World Recordings, man. And the track is fire. Got a clever little hook in there, man. The production is nice. And my man definitely be spitting hard on them lyrics. So let's go ahead and check out Sick of the Days right now on HoodHype.com. Let's go.
Another banger, baby.
Yes, I'm sick of the days of running from the cops. One of these times my name just might drop. And one of these legs my luck is gonna stop. The only thing I fear is one of these days getting caught. I'm sick of the days of running from the cops. One of these times my name just might drop. And one of these legs my luck is gonna stop. The only thing I fear is one of these days getting caught.
I remember being fucked up, stressed out and can't think, walking a fine line and trying to keep my mind straight. The whole day running back through my head, wishing I could rewind time and do it different. Boy told me slow it down, I ain't listen. Just thinking about the finer things that I was missing. Not thinking about the higher stakes that I was risking. Knowing that your boy got prior convictions. Running up in cribs with the ill intentions. Like, no matter what, we ain't leaving a witness. See, I had to make my own way down a dark road. And where I'm from, strong standing, a weak fool.
I'm sick of the days of running from the cops. One of these times my name just might drop. And one of these licks my luck is gonna stop. One of these days getting caught. I'm sick of the days of running from the cops. One of these times my name just might drop. One of these licks my luck is gonna stop. The only thing I fear is one of these days getting caught.
They got me leaving my crib and looking over my shoulder, knowing that I wanna see my girls get older. And I ain't trying to get popped off up in the sodas. I came with a plan and color for getting over. Somehow lost my focus through the commotion. Somewhere between a bitch and dro smoking. Working with my last and ain't nothing left to sell. So I strapped up like fuck friends and fuck jail. Some don't give and I bet I get it faster. If some don't live, I sent hoes to you bastards. I learned from the best to aim for the throat. Move with the shadows, disappear through the smoke.
I'm sick of the days of running from the cops. One of these times my name just might drop. And one of these licks my luck is gonna stop. The only thing I fear is one of these days getting caught. I'm sick of the days of running from the cops. One of these times my name just might drop. And one of these licks my luck is gonna stop. The only thing I fear is one of these days getting caught.
From kicking the dough and bagging a dime. Ain't nothing really new, I've been living up off of crime. Did a little bit, but the most I died time. Even when it's slow, maintained a steady grind. The need for a buck enough to drive you nuts. I had you reaching for dollars you never thought you'd touch. Nigga thinking he clever, but somehow it's never much. The gov got bigger guns than the ones that let us bust. Keep that shit overseas, stop aiming them at us. We just wanna get money, ride in a new truck. The dreams of these teens with parents addicted fiends. Born to these streets, these blocks would raise me.
I'm sick of the days of running from the cops. One of these times my name just might drop. And one of these licks my luck is gonna stop. The only thing I fear is one of these days getting caught. I'm sick of the days of running from the cops. One of these times my name just might drop. And one of these licks my luck is gonna stop. The only thing I fear is one of these days getting caught.
All right, let's check up with my man J-Mac and see what's going on in the hood this week.
Hey, what's up, Major?
Hey, what's going on, man?
Hey, you ready to get this started?
Oh, yeah, no doubt, man. What's been popping this week?
All right, man. Well, you know, good news as far as this week in hip-hop, there's a lot of crazy shit going on. So, but good news with going on in New York, I guess Rakim's going to be at B.B. King's in Times Square on January 30th with M1 from Dead Prez. I guess all those tickets already sold out, so it's kind of good to hear that dude's still out doing shows and stuff. So that was a pretty big deal that they're making out of that. So
hell yeah, that's hopefully cool, that means,
Yeah, I'm hoping he's dropping an album soon here, but, I mean, you never know, so.
Yeah, he's been signing Aftermath and been sitting on the shelf for, like, I don't know
how. Is he still with them?
I don't know. I hope not, because whatever they had going wasn't working right, so. You know,
yeah, they
his
still haven't
sake,
done
I
anything.
Yeah, so we'll see what happens, I guess.
Let's see. It looks like, I'm sure you've already heard of it, but Cameron came at Jay-Z with a couple of diss tracks. I think I sent those to you earlier in the week, so. But everybody was saying they're kind of weak, and I guess Jay-Z came back basically saying that he wasn't even going to dignify it with a response. So we'll
man,
see what
I
happens.
Know, man. I hope Hov don't go that way. That's kind of the weak way out. I mean,
yeah, I mean, I guess the way he was going at it was he didn't even want to give it the negative attention type of thing because he didn't think it was worth it. But, I mean, you know how that stuff goes. I mean, dude said he's going to retire, and the fucker's still putting out tracks, so.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, man, if he don't respond, man, they just gonna come harder. You know what I'm saying? They're gonna make it where he has to say something. That's how I see it. And
yeah,
I mean, Cameron
tried to
get personal with it too as far as talking about B. So I don't know, man. I can't see Hov sitting that one out and just, you know, letting it ride, but I don't know. We'll see what happens.
All right. I mean, and the thing is like, I guess the rumor is like, Cam's always, well, they've always had like some undertones to their tracks that, mm-hmm. you know, nobody could really pin it on it, but, apparently this is his coming out right at him. So, I mean, we'll see what happens. I thought that the tracks were, they were all right. I remember, were you saying they're weak?
What's that? The Cam tracks?
Yeah.
No, man, the production was sick. Especially, I mean, the beat was, you know, was killing them. But, I mean, yeah. Cam is what he is now. I mean, you know, he used to be, to me, more of a lyricist, but now he's got his style is definitely unique, but, you know.
Yeah.
You know, it is what it is.
Yeah, I ain't going to hold you nothing. speaking of Jay-Z, I guess Nas signed to Def Jam this week, which is kind of crazy. They haven't really, you know, I guess they had a big old press release. I didn't really get to it. All I know is that Nas did go over to Def Jam and Sony's signing everything over and all that shit. So I guess they're keeping his greatest. I swear to God.
Man, oh man.
I don't know what
the world coming to.
I don't know, man. I mean, it's almost like dude's contradicting himself, kind of. So we'll see what happens there. I don't know.
What could happen that would be kind of ill. Is if, you know, Nas and Jay-Z team up and ride out on Cam. Because, you know, they both, there's beef there on both sides of it. So,
yeah.
That'd be kind of funny to see two cats who used to go head-to-head team up to go at the Dipset. So, I don't know,
yeah.
Man. I'm just throwing it out there. I don't know if it'll happen or not, but it'd be funny to see.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. I mean, shit, they should pull Jazzo up in there again. Cassidy. In the news with Cassidy, I guess he was found guilty of manslaughter. So, I mean, I didn't even see how much time he's going to be putting in for it, but that was kind of screwed up. I mean, because he had a promising career, to say the least.
I mean, definitely could have been a big time record seller. But
yeah,
and that's
we'll
fucked up.
See what happens with that. Yeah, but so that's what's going on this week. On a side note, we're going to be hitting up the Super Bowl. We're going to be walking around on the streets handing out CDs and T-shirts and stuff like that. So if people want to hit us up, look for the people with the hoodhype.com T-shirts walking around. So,
hell yeah, man.
And I
Super
think that's
Bowl
about
XL.
It.
That's going to be big, man. I mean, shoot, everybody's going to be in town, right? I mean, we got what, Diddy,
yep.
Jay,
yep,
who else going to be there?
Oh, man, there's going to be Magic Johnson throwing a party, Don Magic Juan, Gucci chick. I can't remember her name, but I guess she's a daughter of the creator of the Gucci designer line.
It's
going to
be nuts down there.
All kinds of stuff going on, so it's going to be pretty busy. So yeah, look for the CDs, look for the T-shirts. We'll be walking around. We'll be out there.
Cool, man. Shoot, man. Hopefully, I'll see you down there in the city, bro.
All right, man. Take it easy. I'll talk to y'all later.
All right, man. Holla at you. One.
I see.
So that's what's hood, y'all. Man, I can't stress it enough, man. If you're going to be in town, man, if you're going to be in the mitten for Super Bowl XL in Detroit or in the Detroit area, man, go ahead and look for us, man. I know it's going to be millions of motherfuckers there, so it's going to, you know, fucking like looking for a needle in a haystack. But if you see some cats, man, out there, you know, walking around, man, rocking hood hype T-shirts, go ahead and holler at us, man, and check us out. And we might have some free CDs on us, man. Might have some T-shirts with us, too. You know, you never know. So go ahead and holler at us, man, and let us know if you appreciate the show. Or if you just want to, you know, stop us on the street and talk with us for a minute, man, go ahead and do that, too. So I can't stress that enough, man, because we definitely going to be in the area. But now we about to roll into our third track of the day. And our third artist is Lawman Dia, another cat from Chicago, Illinois. And man, Chicago doing it big, man. These, I mean, I ain't counted totally, but this got to be at least the 6th, 7th artist we've had from Chicago. And I mean, they've been coming with it, man. Just straight up fire music, lyrics be on point, production is nice. The name of this track is called Mix It Up. If you want to check him out, you can go to his website, which is www.myspace.com/LawmanDia, which is LawmanDia. And the album is just straight up called LMD. The name of the record label is called The Wrath Entertainment LLC. So go ahead and check them out, man. Email him if you like the song. See how you can get a copy of the album. But we about to roll into Mix It Up right now on hoodhype.com. Yeah.
Off the couch then, the next love me, ask about me, they vouching. This ain't Vic and the Falcons, it's Law in the Balkans. And I think it's time we show these people what we about then. All the gods out in, wide listening like Dunn High. And they lay low to shot town, boy make his guns pop. I'm smart, I got a stupid chain and a dumb watch. And the only J these niggas working with is a jump shot. Wreck execs racing over, they been searching for the perfect MC. Now they wait, it's over, I'm on the grind and I'm taking over. Only thing on the ground about breaks and rollers. I know you smoke, yeah, drink, yeah, chase with cola, you tough drunk. Watch the loud noise make him so wow. And when they gag you, they loving the shot. Just tell them Law, man, A, B, C, and the D and the E. Out of town, getting money, put it all on the block. Mix it up like, we mix it up like, A, B, C, and the D and the E. Out of town, getting money, put it all on the block. Mix it up like, we mix it up like I will be ordained one of the greatest and it will be written. In more times than I will be spitting. These niggas looking like a real beat trick and they can't see it. If they had a bond like mine then they still be sitting. I fuck back when you get through missing. You ain't a hustler, only time you shake the D is when you get through pissing. Either it's cool or who's proud of gas and now everybody royalty. The whole city looking like who crowned them. You a link car baby, I was hustling for food stamps. Couple days, I'ma turn myself in. Get out and hit the lot, boy, and earn myself in. How many avenues I done earned my wealth in? While you waiting on your album that they keep shelving. And when they ask you, they loving the shot. Just tell them Law, man. A, B, and C, and the D, and the E. Out of town, getting money, put it all on the block. Mix it up like, we mix it up like.
Let's go ahead and hear some of that feedback from last week's show.
My nigga, what is y'all saying?
Yeah. This your boy Chucky Deuce from Grimo Entertainment. I was just trying to see, man, why y'all not banging my people's shit. You know, that Al Hayes in that episode, you know, right out of that 20 sickness, you know, Seattle, Washington. Yeah, holler back at your boy, 206-767-4555. All right, one.
Hey, my man Chucky Deuce, man, shoot, first off, man, good luck on calling into the show and, you know, questioning why we ain't played your people, but I gotta tell you, man, that name don't even ring a bell, dude, so I'm not even sure if them people ain't submitted their music to us or what's up, so, you know, I got your phone number, man, I'ma holler at you, player, I'ma hit you up this week and get at you and, you know, see what y'all working with. In the meantime, man, go ahead and come out to hoodhype.com and come to the submission page, man, and go ahead and, you know, do me a favor and turn in that music so we can see what's up. But if I don't hear nothing from you, man, I'm going to go ahead and call you and get at you, and we'll take it from there. But our next feedback comes from The Warrior, who's a member of the hoodhype.com message board. And he hit us up and said, good show. Can't wait to hear that red alert. Y'all got a new fan for life. And we got another cat who hit us up on podcast.yahoo.com. This is John Biddle. And he said, this podcast is dope. Major holds it down every episode. And he ain't scared to play stuff from outside of the Michigan area. Big up from the South Coast, England. And so, man, that's cool. Again, man, we get more overseas love. We always like to see that. And then, shoot, that shit amazed me that we reaching people that far away from the United States. So that's always cool. And I want to, you know, also thank him for appreciating that. You know, even though we based in the Midwest, we ain't biased and we ain't just playing Michigan music, man. We trying to get people in from all over this motherfucker. So, you know, that's how hoodhype.com is going to do it. But now, man, let's go ahead and roll into our final track of the day. And this is that R&B cut that I hinted at earlier, you know, in the introduction. The name is Honey Brown is the name of the artist. And shoot, her vocals is lovely. The track is well done, man. The production is killing them. And she's straight out of the ATL. The name of the track is called Where Did the Love Go? And if you want to check out Honey Brown, you can go to her website, which is www.honeybrownmusic.com. And that's spelled out exactly how it sounds. The album is self-titled and the label is Platinum Rush Music. So go there, man. Check her out. Girl can flat out sing. Why she's not major yet, I don't really understand. But hopefully, man, after being heard on here, maybe somebody will go out there and pick this girl up, because she's definitely talented. So let's go ahead and get into Where Did the Love Go right now on hoodhype.com.
Seems like just yesterday you were here. Seems like holding me. And I don't know, where did the love go?
Every day I wake, picturing your face, watching you laughing, really in a happy place, memories so sweet, heavy on my mind, who could imagine?
Yeah.
All right, y'all, it's that time again. But before I get out of here, I want to remind our listeners to go ahead and support these underground artists that you're hearing on Hood Hype. Go to these websites that I'm giving you, man. Read up on their bios. Listen to some of the other music that they might have on their webpage. And if you're feeling what they're bringing, man, and you know, like where this artist is coming from, go ahead and buy one of their CDs. I also want to tell people, go to iTunes and podcast.yahoo.com and throw us some votes. If you want to talk with us, you can hit us up at 313-406-7577. Also want to tell people to go to the hoodhype.com message boards and, you know, come there and shoot the shit with us. We got all kinds of topics. We got, you know, music stuff related to the site. We got off topic stuff. So it don't matter what it is. Come there and let us know what's good. If you want to email me directly, major@hoodhype.com. Or if you want to email the site, info@hoodhype.com. And last but not least, want to tell people, go to hiphopdirectory.com, the grand Google of hip hop. Anything you're looking for on rap music, hiphopdirectory.com will steer you in the right direction. And shit, that's about it for episode number 12. Check with us next week for episode number 13. But this is your boy Major signing off. One.
This show has been a Mac Major production.